Makerspaces aren't just for inventors and artists in the Pittsburgh region. In the last 10 years, teachers and out-of-school time educators have built 170 spaces for students to tinker and create in. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about how a network of educators are exploring making as a teaching tool and the challenges that come with using the approach.
South of Pittsburgh, a construction crew in Bridgeville is finishing a wing of the new Chartiers Valley High School. The tech wing has all of the stuff you'd find in a traditional shop class, with welding and woodworking stations. There's also a robotics classroom, laser cutters, and 3D printers. By the time the $80 million school is complete, the tech wing will be at the center of the building. And that was intentional.
So the age of, you know, stuffing the shop as far away from the core and the academic classes, that model has been broken. We've built it around the shop.
That's technology teacher and department chair Mike McLear. He refers to the space as a production and advanced manufacturing lab.
And you're programming a machine to do a process that a human used to do manually.
Making as a learning tool is an old concept, even if calling it that is not. With the help of new technology, making in the classroom has dramatically increased in popularity in the last decade. In the Pittsburgh region, that's in part because of a push from a large regional network, Remake Learning. 10 years ago, a group of teachers, philanthropists, and technologists began getting together pretty informally over pancakes at Pamela's with the goal of rethinking methods of instruction to keep up with evolving careers. Here's Remake Learning Director Ann Sakula.
And really trying to say, well, we don't know. We don't know what that looks like, but we do know it's going to take a set of cross-sector conversations and activities and new ideas and innovations to emerge to start to paint the picture for what learning should look like, and then how do we think about scaling that.
In these conversations, it was clear that teachers felt they weren't engaging their students. How could they support creativity and equip students with skills that weren't valued by a system of standardized testing, but that the teachers felt were essential for future jobs? They wanted a network where they could share what works. Remake Learning has now expanded to 130 school systems, and one of the big pushes from that network that teachers say keep their students engaged is design-centered or maker learning.
You think about the garage makers, that's where the Apple computer was born from, right? And so this is where creation and invention happens, and how do we start to provide those kind of opportunities for kids?
At Hopewell Junior High School north of Pittsburgh, it took nearly 3 years to weave making into the curriculum. Teachers are now expected to use elements of making in their classrooms, and every student takes a class called Innovate Ed, where they make something almost every day. It replaced what the school called the outdated home economics curriculum. One Innovate Ed class spent a day researching artist Jackson Pollock, known for a drip style of painting. The next day, that class programmed robots to wheel through the paint, splashing streaks across a page. Assistant Principal Jessica Webster says making in school can sometimes feel like chasing the latest trend.
I think the difference is it's not to create, or it's not to use technology just to use technology. It's how are you intentionally embedding these activities so that how does it relate to the curriculum and how does it enhance students' understanding?
How a district incorporates making looks different from school to school. That's often because of money. Chartiers Valley was able to build a new school and center it around a state-of-the-art tech facility. But other schools like Hopewell have to find more modest ways to embed tech, and teachers rely on crowdfunding. And the network is aware of this inequity. Moving forward, Remake Learning has a new mission statement that prioritizes equity and preparing all kids for 21st century jobs. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.